College basketball season got started last Friday for the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team when they went up against South Carolina State. They defeated South Carolina State. Then just on Sunday night, they defeated Yale to start the season 2-0. They got a big game coming up Thursday against Xavier, then followed that up with Baylor for the Hall of Fame Classic when Bo Ryan gets inducted into the College of Basketball Hall of Fame. To help us talk a little Badger men's basketball to start off the season, we're joined now by Jim Polzin from the Wisconsin State Journal. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, let's start off, you know, the first two games of the Badger season. I know it's extremely early, but one thing that really stood out to me has been the play of Andy Van Vliet. I mean, the last couple of years, we haven't really seen a whole lot from him, and now he's averaging 15.5 points per game. I know it's only two games in the season, but the dude's a starter now, too. What did Van Vliet do this offseason to make, you know, Coach Greg Gard a little comfortable in putting him into the starting lineup this year?
You know, they had a heart-to-heart last March after the season ended. Andy hadn't played a whole lot. He played 46 minutes last season. I think he was kind of, you know, unsure of his role going forward. I think he told me he was considering transferring, leaving the program, just didn't see a place for himself here. And he sat down and had a talk with Greg Gard, and Gard was pretty blunt with him that, hey, if you don't become a better defender, if you don't get a little stronger, you're not going to play here. And I think that was hard for Andy to hear. However, I think he after looking in the mirror, he realized that it was the truth. And, you know, I think it was hard for him to kind of understand, hey, I'm the problem here, not anybody else. It's not the coach's fault. It's not teammates' fault. It's me. But he realized that to his credit. And, he spent the offseason getting better, trying to find ways he could get better on defense, because we've always known he's a pretty good offensive player, and he's a 7-footer, can shoot. He's got some good ball skills. So offense has never really been the problem with him. The thing that's kept him off the court is the other end of the court, what he does on the other end of the court. And, he's improved in that area. He's not great by any means, but he's improved enough to be the guy that won the four position, and so far so good.
Khalil Iverson's another player that's new to the starting lineup for the Badgers. Didn't have any points against South Carolina State, but had a big game against Yale. I don't think a lot of fans doubted his athleticism. I mean, the guy, he seems like he can jump out of the gym. Has he worked on anything this offseason to kind of maybe expand his game a little bit too?
Yeah, I think his top priority in the offseason was working on his perimeter shot, and we didn't see that the other night so much, but during exhibition season, he has knocked down some threes. The shot just looks better. He's added some arc to it. It just looks more natural. He's always kind of had his shot's always been a little bit too low. You know, the arc has been very low, and I think that's kind of kept him from knocking down shots. But he looks more confident from that area. If he can add that would be huge. I mean, if they can surround Ethan Happ with some shooters, it would really help this offense. And he does look more comfortable. I mean, the first night, he did not play well against South Carolina State, and it happened to be the three-year anniversary of his dad's death, and I think he just was not himself that night. Looked much more comfortable the other night, and anything he can give them offensively is good, because, you know, he needs to be on the court for his defensive work. He's their best, he's their most versatile defender, and will probably take the other team's best perimeter player most nights, and so they need him on the court to kind of do those little things.
Jim Polzin from the Wisconsin State Journal here on the Morning Locker Room on Sports Talk 105.1. You wrote last week the headline was about the coaches being confident and the underclassmen being ready for the challenge, and you describe player development, working on footwork, working on strength and conditioning, and something we were talking about in the prior segment before we brought you on was about how both Dan and I think the Badgers, our prediction is they're going to exceed the expectations because of the coaching, in large part of the coaching of the team. Describe a little bit more about what you wrote about in this article of how the Badgers staff works on their players, especially with such a young team, to prepare them for this upcoming season, this or the current season.
Yeah, it's always been like this thing that just happens, and every year you show up in October, and these guys have gotten better, and I tried to get to the bottom of the how it happens. And part of it is just natural individual development. I mean, guys get stronger. They have a couple years in the program. They understand the schemes both offensively and defensively, and there's just a comfort level there. And some of it's just opportunity, too. You know, guys graduate, and all of a sudden, the underclassmen have opportunities to play, and they get their chance. They're not looking over their shoulder because there's nobody waiting there at the scores table checking to check in for them. So some of that's that. But I think this staff really you know, and I don't know, I can't compare it to other staffs at other programs. I don't know how that works, but this staff really kind of hones in on the fundamentals. When one season ends, they have individual workouts in the spring, and they really just pound fundamental stuff for 3-4 weeks in the hopes that these kids will go home during the portion they get to go home during the off season and just continue to work on those drills. And it's really individual based, you know, like a guy like Iverson, if he needs to work on his shooting, they give him kind of the tools to say, hey, here's what you need to do. Go work on yourself. And they've always had guys here that do want to get better. They're not, they understand they're not finished products, and they know they have work to do, and they go and do it in the off season. They've had, you know, hard work's kind of been the blueprint of this program. So it just sort of happens every year, and it's an interesting kind of, you know, backstory to this program of why it's been successful over the year, over the years. The big reason is individual development has been kind of the key. So it was kind of an interesting look at how that process happened.
Jim, we were talking, you know, we've been talking a lot about with the freshmen, especially Kobe King and Davison. A lot of excitement surrounding those guys, and I think a lot of Badger fans, and maybe the Badgers are expecting a lot from those two freshmen this year. But could the wild card coming off the bench be a guy named Aleem Ford, who was a redshirt last year, came in with Demetric Trice? Could he be that wild card for the Badgers this year?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they're going to need somebody from a group of Ford and Charlie Thomas, maybe Alex Ilkanen, to give them consistent minutes off the bench. I mean, at some point, whether it's Van Vliet or Happ, you know, there's going to be foul trouble, and you need a strong bench. Ford's an interesting guy. He, you know, there were times last year on the scout team where, you know, you looked at him and were like, wow, you know, this kid could be a really good player here. And I think in time he will. It's been a little bit of a slow start for him. He's still kind of trying to find his niche, and he's a really good shooter, hasn't knocked down shots so far. I think he has the potential to be a pretty versatile defender. He's 6'8". I think he can guard multiple positions if needed. So, yeah, I think, you know, I'm intrigued by him. He's got to grow up in a hurry, as a lot of those young guys do. I mean, you look at the first three guys off the bench are freshmen, and they need those guys to really, you know, grow in a hurry. It's going to start to show Thursday when Xavier comes in, and as you guys mentioned, Baylor next week. Virginia's on the schedule. Big Ten play starts earlier than normal this year. So, you know, we're going to know in the next 3-4 weeks how good this team is, and a lot of it's going to depend on those young guys, those freshmen, and how quickly they can develop.
A lot of fans still associate Wisconsin basketball with the swing offense, going back to the Bo Ryan era. What do you think the identity of this team will be for the Badgers on the offensive side? Is it mostly swing? Are they going to incorporate some of the swing? Or to me, it looks like they have a lot of good athletes on this roster, something maybe we're not quite used to in Wisconsin basketball history.
Yeah, they still run a lot of swing. I mean, Greg Gard is kind of, since he took over for Bo midway through the 15-16 season, he's gone back to that. I think he just, you know, I think part of it is the swing is always something that's there if the offense bogs down and it gets players kind of moving on tracks. It has them kind of, you know, they have somewhere they have to be. They have a system they have to follow. And so, it, you know, for young players especially, I think that's important, is that you get them kind of, you know, you get them moving without the ball and spacing, and it's kind of a natural thing. I do think, you know, it's a little early. Based on two games, they have played a little faster than they have in the past. Now, we'll see if that holds up, especially once Big Ten play starts. But the possessions have been up, and they have looked to push the ball a little bit. And I think that kind of goes to what you were saying, is that they're a little more athletic. I mean, I think with a guy like Iverson and even Van Vliet can move very well, Kobe King off the bench, they do have some athletes, and maybe they can push the tempo a little bit. And then if it's not there, then you set up the offense and get the swing working. But they have, you know, through two games, push the ball a little bit more, and I'm curious to see if that'll continue, because, you know, that's something too that, you know, when the offense is slowing down and when you're not knocking down shots, if you can get some easy baskets in transition, that's huge just to get the confidence going. And so we'll see if that continues going forward.
Jim Polzin from the Wisconsin State Journal here in the Morning Locker Room on Sports Talk 105.1. Going back to last month, the Tyler Herro decommitment and the schools for which we heard he might be interested in going to. And I've been reading about other recruits around the upper Midwest, and I keep seeing the same schools coming up: Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky. I mean, it's almost becoming a parody of itself. Like, it's the same four schools. Well, you can only have X number of players playing at a given time for these schools, but it almost seems as though all these recruits want to go there, and that's been the case historically, but maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like all these players want to go to those ones. Is there any sense around the Badger program of, like, how do we make sure that we stay in that discussion? The thought is the Badger basketball team obviously has risen in stature since the beginning of this century, going back to the beginning of the Bo Ryan era especially. But is there any thought of, well, is there any perceived shift that recruits still want to just go to those top four, maybe top five perceived programs? Is there any adjustment they make, or they go, we're just going to go ahead and try to get our guys?
Yeah, I think the important thing, and I think they realize this, is that you still need to get kids that fit your culture, right? I mean, Wisconsin's not going to become a destination for one and done guys. That's not what has made this program successful. Now, will they go after guys like Tyler Harrow that are potential one and done guys that are in state? Absolutely. And for 13 months, a good 13 months, they had him committed. But I don't think they're going to change their philosophy just to fit in with the Dukes and the Kentuckys of the world. It's hard to compete with those. Like a Kentucky, I think Harrell's going to go to Kentucky. He's only made one official visit. It was Kentucky. He's making his announcement today, so I'd be shocked if it wasn't Kentucky. And for Wisconsin, how do you compete with that? I mean, Calipari brings in NBA scouts for a day and runs a combine for those guys. I mean, how do you possibly compete with that when they can get that many NBA eyes on them? And not only then, but over the course of the season, where they just have scouts trickling in and out of games and practices. So I just don't think Wisconsin is going to change its philosophy. They want guys that come in and fit the culture. They want guys that come in and say, hey, we're for the team, not necessarily for, what the individual can do. So I don't expect it to change much. They will dip their toe in and go after high-profile kids. Certainly Harrow and Joey Hauser were two of them in state this year. But if those kids don't commit, I don't think they view it as the end of the world, and they're going to go try to find kids that can fit.
Last question for you, Jim, and we'll let you get out of here. Obviously, the team probably starts and ends with Ethan Happ. He's their best player on their roster right now. This offseason, there was some video on Twitter now where he's shooting threes, and he's actually making a three-pointer. Do you think we're actually going to see that part of his game throughout the season? Is Ethan Happ shooting some threes? I know he did in scrimmage and exhibition games and that, but do you think that's going to be a new part of his game this year?
Maybe a little bit more. I don't think it's going to be a big part. He took one the other night, and I think part of it is just to keep defenses honest. I mean, they are laying way off him on the perimeter, and if he can knock down one every once in a while, that at least makes teams have to consider coming out on him. And if they do come out on him, he's a great, good enough ball handler that he can, they can go around him and have an easier path to the rim. So I think you maybe see it a little bit more, but I still don't think it's a consistent enough part of his game that he's going to he's not going to waste possession. He's a smart enough kid that understands that, hey, their best possessions are when they can get the ball close to the rim or have other players shoot three. So I think he's smart enough to realize that. But, if it's there and the time and the score dictate it, he'll take it. And I think he'll certainly, he didn't take any his first 2 years. He's already taken one, so you're going to see it more. But I don't expect him to be firing up one a game or anything.
Good stuff. Jim Polzin from the Wisconsin State Journal, thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking a little Badger men's basketball with all of us up here in the Chippewa Valley. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Have a good day.
You-